Welcome to another edition of Here's an Idea podcast. I'm Sherry Trigg, editor and director of content for Medical Design Briefs. Here's an Idea is a podcast presented by the editors of SAE Media Group that showcases today's most innovative technologies. Today, we're talking about advances in integrated microelectronics that have enabled a revolution in ever smaller and more powerful medical sensors. And more uses for sensors are being discovered every day. One such use is for detecting pressure in the eye. InjectSense has invented and is bringing to the medical market an implantable sensor that detects direct dynamic pressure in the eye and transmits high-fidelity data from inside the eye of a patient to their physician. The sensor is smaller than a grain of rice. Just 10 years ago, producing a device like this would have been impossible. Today, the medical market is continually pushing to scale the sizes of devices down by many factors as technological advances allow more functions to be placed within less space. Additionally, the design and development of these devices must enable production at scale to meet increasing market demand for these sensors. Today, we welcome two guests on the podcast who will tell us more about this new sensor for the eye, which detects the early onset of glaucoma and therefore can enhance its treatment. Our guests will also talk about how they're bringing this sensor to market. My first guest is Ariel Cowell, founder and CEO of InjectSense, which developed the sensor and other implant-based digital health systems that provide medical staff with continuous long-term data for improved therapy management. My second guest is Dave Fromm, Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Engineering at Promex, which manufactures this extremely miniaturized sensor at its facility in Silicon Valley. Welcome, Ariel and Dave. Ariel, let's start the conversation with you. Please share with us the technology behind the InjectSense implantable sensor for the eye.
Yep, thanks a lot. Thanks for having the opportunity to introduce InjectSense. And our mission is clearly to bring a new way to look at therapy management. We have made great improvement on therapy, drugs, devices, and so on. But sometimes we like the tools to see how effective they are. And it is clear that glaucoma is almost the poster child of such a, I would say, lack of tools that really allow us to know, is the therapy effective? So that idea, in fact, came from a direct experience from my dad, who had a severe glaucoma. And basically, when I look at the whole process, it looked like they were using tools that were, you know, developed like Goldman tonometry decades ago, where I thought today we were more into a digital health paradigm. So thinking through this and looking at my several decades in Silicon Valley, and looking at also a team of people around me that could jointly together develop this approach and address the unmet needs, we thought that we needed to shift the paradigm to a continuous monitoring, but also not rely on the patient to use himself for tools to collect the data, but make the data collected autonomously so the patient is basically relieved from the obligation doing this, which we know as human, we don't usually follow what we're supposed to do. Right. So that kind of came from this driving factors, and, you know, the rest is history.
Well, with that in mind, Dave, over to you. Medical sensors keep getting smaller, but they also have to keep getting smarter. The InjectSense sensor must be small enough to be implanted with minimal invasiveness and be comfortable over the long term in the eye of the patient. What are both of the opportunities and the challenges of making such miniaturized technology?
Sherry, thanks again for the opportunity to speak today. This is quite exciting, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of making InjectSense's product come to market. The main challenge here is you know, to make it minimally invasive, you have to get the size right. These devices have to be incredibly small. They're approximately the size of a grain of rice. And as Ariel said, to get the functionality that's required to meet their functional requirements, to get this rich data out to make usable treatment options possible, it's you have to put a lot of very small devices together and integrate them into a finished good. And it's challenging because it requires specialized tools and a new approach to manufacturing, because there aren't standard things for building something like this. Every device has its own set of components, different materials, different required tools and methods to put it together and to do it correctly at scale. You know, that's why they like to people like to partner with Promex, because our core expertise is making small things that incorporate microelectronics and other capabilities in a very small package. You know, it's an art to bring these processes together in a reliable fashion, and we tend to do a good job of that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so how do you get the design and development formula right so that the microelectronic medtech can be produced at scale? And following on with that, what would be your advice for many companies that are getting into this miniaturized sensor space?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think holistically taking a view where you look at your design from the earliest stage possible, take an eye for design for X. A lot of times people consider design for manufacturability mm-hmm. as this only thing in design for X, but really there's a lot of other elements that go beyond that. Design for assembly, design for quality, thinking about the reliability requirements for your device, where this device is going to be, you know, what conditions it's subjected to in terms of ship storage and usage. These requirements dictate the materials and the methods that you use to build a device. And if, you know, you don't think about it early enough, you're going to get yourself into some big challenges that are timely and expensive to get your way out of. You know, oftentimes mm-hmm. we see companies that have to go back to the drawing board because they didn't pull these ideas ahead early enough into the process, where their original design just won't work for what they really need to do at production and in the market.
Absolutely. And so, of course, you know, how can the sensor devices keep getting smaller and smaller?
You know, the amazing thing that's happened in the last 5 or so years is that computing power and the advances in microelectronics have just enabled this democratization of computing power to be available to lots of people, not just, you know, folks working on high-end computing products. And so it's accessible to medical device designers and people making these products that take advantage of this, you know, can break new ground due to the advances in microelectronics, as well as adjacent technologies like MEMS and other integrated sensor technologies, right, where you can, you know, get this high quality data, this richness of data, and use it for a unique medical application.
Yes, it's great to see that being transferred into our industry. So Ariel, I think we can wrap it up with this. Can you tell us what is next for this sensor, and even more so, what's next for InjectSense?
Yeah, absolutely. So what is important to look at is we are building a system. And so we need basically from the sensor to the cloud, all the different elements to be also obviously going through the regulatory process. So we are lucky to be in partnership with John Hopkins, the Wilman Eye Institute. And that way we can, you know, complete our preclinical, which are underway. And early in January timeframe, we are going to start a pilot human study in Chile with 20 patients. that will monitor medium to long term, but focus primarily to have the early data to really confirm all the assumption. But one of the key elements also that is unique is our design is a platform. We can scale it. You know, we can go into the brain. We can go into bladders. Cardiovascular is definitely an option. But what is key is the platform allows us to digitize with this pressure sensor, digitize this information in a very flexible way. So as we all know, people are going to advanced data analytics, AI-based, and so on. Mm-hmm. But sometimes what they forget is that, well, the quality of the data is going to improve the quality of the output. So we are, you know, planning to really provide a tool that is very easy to use for the patient, very flexible to have a relationship between the patient and the physician, focused on when they need to be in communication with telemedicine or whatever means. And then also, it's beyond that, it's going to help develop new therapy. The therapy, you know, sure, we don't have enough diagnostic for patient, but we need those diagnostic to develop better therapy. So right. This is what we are focusing on to also add to our portfolio, additional domain of diagnostic to be coupled with better therapy.
Wow, the technology just sounds absolutely incredible. And I'm so excited for you. I want to thank you both for joining me today. This technology is great news for those at risk for glaucoma. Mm-hmm. And as you said, for future patients who will certainly benefit from this platform and its future uses. I am delighted to share this technology with our listeners and to know that it can be produced at scale to meet the many needs of many patients. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you both.
If you'd like to provide feedback on this episode or suggest future guests, please email me at sherry.trigg@saemediagroup.com. You can listen to this podcast at medicaldesignbriefs.com/podcasts or on your favorite podcast app such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you for listening and watch for more coverage of exciting new technologies on Here's an Idea.